We'll pray before we get ready to participate in the Lord's table. Lord, I do praise you, Lord, for your goodness to us, that you would first love us. Lord, I praise you for your goodness to us, that you would allow your perfect Son to come from heaven to earth to pay the penalty of our sin. And Lord, now as we prepare our hearts and our minds to remember what your Son has accomplished, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would be glorified. Father, thank you for your word that we can know you, and thank you, Lord, for your word that we can know what salvation is. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen. If you have a Bible, please open your Bible to the teaching passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We are going to look at a few verses from the teaching passage to the Corinthian church that Paul wrote. In this passage, Paul uses Christ's words that Christ spoke to his disciples at the Last Supper. And I'm going to read verse 23, 24, 25, and 26, and then we're going to talk a bit about 24 and 25. For what I received from the Lord, what I pass on to you, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whatever you eat, whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Here's what I want us to remember this morning as we prepare our minds for the Lord's table. In verse 24 is Jesus' words, "This is my body given for you." It's given. It's a gift. It's nothing you can earn. It's no matter of goodness. It is given. In the context of the Gospels where Jesus is having this supper with his disciples, it anticipates his substitutionary sacrifice on the cross as the payment for the penalty of sin. That this body that we're going to take anticipates what Christ has already done. In verse 25, Jesus' words are, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." This new covenant signifies the gift of salvation upon his people, paid for by the shedding of Christ's blood at the cross. So as you prepare your heart, I would like you to consider this. God did not just overlook sin. Don't incorrectly think, as some do, that God has just chosen to overlook sin, your sin. His Son paid the penalty so we could go free. Sin was paid for. It was not overlooked. We live in a time where we see a definition of grace is just overlooking sin. Grace is the Son of God coming from heaven, dying on a cross, rising from the grave. That is what pays the penalty of sin. It is not overlooked. If you're here today and you do not know or understand this message of one who is perfect paying the price for your sin, please come talk to me. Talk to the people that brought you. But this is a time for believers. Please just let the elements pass you by. If you're resting in your own goodness for salvation, please come talk to me. You're so mistaken. Let the elements pass you by. When everybody's been served, I will come back again and we will take the communion together.